Ron is 62 years old and just retired with $800,000 saved. He met with an advisor and placed most of his nest egg into annuities. Will his annuity-driven strategy earn him a red, yellow, or green light? You'll find out next. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where it is our goal to optimize and simplify your financial plan.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
We are financial advisors at W.A. Smith Financial Group, a firm trusted by thousands of individuals, families, business owners. We work with people all over the U.S. And our goal, our mission, is to ensure you focus more on life, worry less about your money. It's why we do these case examples, so that you can learn something that could help you out in the future. And today we're talking about Ron.
Ron, our hypothetical scenario today, recently retired, single, 62 years old. Ron met with an advisor immediately after retiring, rolled his entire 401k over to the advisor, and proceeded to put over $600,000 of his $800,000 into annuities based on the recommendation of the advisor.
What a scary word, annuities, right?
Yeah, and he's not sure now, after he did it, he's kind of regretting maybe or worried that he may have put too much money into annuities based on what he's reading.
Ah, what an interesting case example we have. So many questions come to mind when it comes to using annuities, right? What type of annuity should you use? Are they good? Are they bad? Should you buy them? Should you avoid them? What about all the fine print? How are they sold to you? You're going to get a lot out of this if you own an annuity, if you're thinking about buying an annuity, if you're being pitched one right now, if you've Googled it before, stay with us here because we got a lot of good stuff for you.
For sure. And if you find today's topic helpful, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. We also have tons of valuable resources over at riseinretirement.com. So after today's video, make sure you go check that out as well. We'll talk more about that as we go along.
Let's detail Ron here. 62 years old, just retired. He rolled $800,000 from his company 401k over to an IRA. He's got about $50,000 in addition to that. That's just cash, emergency savings at the bank. He's single, no kids, no debt. So he's done well. Single guy, no debt. Doesn't have much of a legacy worry, you know, so this money is for Ron. And here's where it all starts. He met with an advisor because Ron's not a do-it-yourselfer and he knows he needs help. So he hired somebody. And in the course of meeting with said advisor, he was advised to take $650,000 of his $800,000 and purchase a few annuities.
Yeah. And how he met said advisor was, you know, he's retired. He's starting to shop around. He goes to a seminar, right? He goes to a dinner seminar and there's a gentleman up there talking that was really relating to him because he's quite risk averse.
Yep.
He likes to keep things conservative. And, you know, what the advisor was basically referring to was annuities throughout this presentation. And so it got Ron's attention as far as safety.
Well, if you're retired anywhere, it doesn't matter where you live, you're likely getting free dinner seminar invitations in the mail. Yeah. Nothing wrong with these. You know, there's a lot of great advisors educating people really well. We've done these events for clients in our different office locations too. But you got to be wary of the guy or the gal that stands in front of that room and just does a product pitch.
Yeah.
And so he attended a dinner seminar where it was an annuity product seminar, essentially.
Yeah.
And don't get Taco and I wrong here. We are not for or against the use of an annuity or any financial vehicle for that matter. But in this case, Ron's wondering if he overdid it. Like you mentioned, he's Googling annuities. He's getting some bad information. He talked to somebody else and said, you put that much into an annuity.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it goes back to, and we talk about this all the time. It's purpose.
Yeah.
You know, we believe there's a need for every investment tool out there for somebody's unique situation. But when we think annuities specifically, it's generally, you know, it's generally for income or potentially some preservation. But let's go to, you know, Ron's situation.
Yep.
And how I would examine this, how we would look at this if Ron was coming, you know, and he meets with us initially, is it starts with the foundation. It starts with income. Ron needs $4,000 per month.
Okay.
Again, he's single. He's pretty easygoing. He's got Social Security that he's collecting right here at 62, $1,700 a month, meaning he's got a $2,300 per month shortfall.
Yep.
$27,600 annually, which is a 3.4% withdrawal rate.
Pretty good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Right. Again, conservative investor, and that's pretty much what he told the advisor, and he liked, you know, the pitch of keeping everything safe. And so next thing you know, he's got 600 grand into annuities.
Well, he was, you know, that specifically we're talking about fixed and or fixed index annuities versus variable. You know, they're pitched as principal protected products. It's a way to protect your money from market losses. You get some upside potential. You got very limited to no downside potential. Depends on the product, depends on the carrier, depends on the advisor. There's a lot that happens there, but the advisor who largely favors annuities and often sells them, and that's a big part of their business, hears Ron tell them that he's risk averse and he doesn't like losing money and he needs income. He's got a shortfall, and it was green light as go on annuities are the answer. I guess where I get stuck here is that I feel Ron overdid it here.
Yeah.
I think he's right in his own assessment of, did I put a little too much of my nest egg in annuities? And why do we think that?
Well, I mean, end of the day, he's got 650 of his 850 in annuities.
800,000. Well, 850 plus the bank
account.
He's got
50,000 in bank. He's got a little bit of savings, right? Being with an advisor who primarily is just selling annuities, they didn't even really do anything with the remaining. So he's got another 150,000 just in an IRA sitting in cash in money markets,
right?
Not really working for him a whole heck of a lot as well. So,
well, he's piecemealing advisors and portfolios together now because the guy he met with doesn't have a securities license, and he can't recommend what he could do with that additional money outside of buy insurance products.
Exactly. And so you look at Ron's situation, you know, how I would look at this is if we're using an annuity for income. And again, if you're the type of person who wants to wake up first of the month and know that your income is coming in on a pretty predictable, reliable basis, and an annuity does make sense for you, then let's solve a gap,
okay?
Not just be sold a product. Yeah. So the way that I would look at this for Ron is, okay, we needed $4,000. We have 1700 coming in from Social Security. If we want to solve for the entire shortfall using an annuity, it's simple math with the calculator here, guys, where we can plug in when he needs that income. Let's just assume it's right now, immediately at age 62, right?
Yep.
Then how much do we have to put into an annuity to be able to kick out a monthly income stream to generate that shortfall? Well, what I can tell you, depending on the annuity you use here, there's a wide variety here, but Ron could have probably put $200,000 less than what he actually put in and still had all of his income needs taken care of.
Yeah. It's quite possible that could have even been discussed. And because Ron is a conservative investor and doesn't like taking a lot of risk, he wasn't in this scenario coached that, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't put an additional $250,000, $200,000 more into an annuity because you only need to put $400,000 in an annuity to create your income goal or your gap. In that situation is where a good advisor has to shine through. And you have to say, listen, Ron, your gap is covered here. From a month to month cash flow perspective, you're going to be in great shape. You owe it to yourself to be a tad bit more aggressive long term with the leftover money, because ultimately you're limiting your liquidity, you're limiting your growth potential. You're limiting a lot of things that could come down the road here that you'll need by overdoing it with annuity purchases in this example.
Yeah. And the types of annuities, I mean, what really caught Ron's attention was all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
You know, there's huge upfront bonuses, there's death benefits. One of his annuities that he had this, you know, guarantee feature. Okay. and I give guarantee in my air quotes here, is that it had, I believe it was a 7% guaranteed growth. And what we end up finding is that it's all tied to a death benefit. It's a guaranteed growth that mm-hmm. will kick out a death benefit. Well, if you remember at the beginning, he's single and he's got no kids. So he's paying for this feature that sounded really attractive. But in Ron's mind, he just thought he was getting guaranteed 7%. He was not. It was a feature that in his situation is irrelevant, and he's paying a fee for that. Yeah. So there's so, you know, you talked at the very beginning, you said the fine print. This is a perfect example of the fine print. There's so many bells and whistles that are, you know, too good to be true. If they sound too good to be true, they usually are.
Mm-hmm.
So again, whether you have an annuity or you're looking to buy one, or you're being pitched one right now, make sure that, you know, I said the Retirement Tune-Up Financial Review over at Rise and Retirement. Why don't you talk about that, Jeff?
Well, yeah, before we give Ron a red, yellow, or green light here, make sure you check out riseandretirement.com. So we've got this landing page built for you. It's there that you can request your Retirement Tune-Up Financial Review. That's a complimentary meeting with one of the advisors, a rock star advisor on our team here. And we can talk to you about your scenario exactly in the same context that we do on these videos. Yep. We've got free guides there. You can sign up for a Ascend 360 Insider. Just go there. Go to Rise and Retirement after this video. Check it out and get what you need. Get the education that you need. For Ron, I'm giving him a yellow light, and I think you'll agree. And it's not because he doesn't have enough money. It's not because of his withdrawal rate. Ron's in great shape.
Yep.
No debt, single, doesn't have a legacy desire. His withdrawal rate's sub 4%. He's good. The yellow light can easily be green if he doesn't put as much as he puts into annuities. That's my only problem with his scenario.
It's just not efficient.
No.
He's got an inefficient plan. He could have planned better. He could have worked with an advisor who is more comprehensive, not just selling a product. Advisor was selling a product from day one when they met at that seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pushed everything into something that lacks full liquidity, lacks the growth that Ron has capacity for.
Yep.
You know, Ron's risk tolerance is low, but his risk capacity is high, meaning because his withdrawal rate is so good, because he doesn't have, you know, legacy goals, things of that nature, he has the ability to solve for his income needs, but still take on some risk and see some opportunity and growth within his portfolio.
He's the type of guy that when markets are good, he's going to be upset with himself.
Yeah.
He's going to be wishing that he wouldn't have done what he did. He's always going to be questioning the growth rate of the annuity because he's seeing friends and he's seeing the market making more.
Yep.
And that's going to be a tough spot for him. So, final takeaways here. Mine is simple. You're going to see a lot of marketing for annuity products. They're commission-based products, and so they're not bad. They're not good. They can be used appropriately. There's a reason why companies like Fisher Investments hate annuities and will never sell them. There's a reason why guys like the seminar presenter at Ron's seminar loves annuities. You got to try to find someone that approaches it on a as-needed, does-it-make-sense basis, and that's where I would have told Ron to go.
Yeah. Key takeaway, and this kind of alludes to this, is there's three types of advisors, simply put, right? There's a product provider. There's people like Ron's advisor who are out to sell a product to you. There's, you mentioned Fisher, I'm just going to use it. There's investment advisors, the individuals who are acting as a fiduciary to manage your money for a fee, which is fine. Great. There's holistic financial planners who can manage the money, offer you the product when it's fitting into a plan, understand the relationship that you have with an advisor. And obviously we recommend working with a holistic financial planner who's looking at your situation, number one, custom to you, but also comprehensively.
Yep. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Drop us a comment below. Tell us what you thought about today's topic, our video. Drop your scenario in there. Don't forget to head over to riseandretirement.com when you're done here.
That's it for today, and we look forward to seeing you again here on Rise in Retirement.